On Christmas Day, 48 Texas prisoners at the All Red Unit in North Texas refused to take their meals in protest of conditions there at the prison. The hunger strike, which lasted for 10 days, was related to the inmates' complaints about conditions, including recreational time, food portions, and food temperature. Those complaints come to us from Texas Department of Criminal Justice Public Information Officer Robert C. Hurst, who was quoted in the Houston Chronicle and several other media sources this week. We haven't heard directly from the prisoners who were on hunger strike, and Texas prison regulations make it difficult to interview prisoners when stories like this happen. For instance, the hunger strike began on Christmas Day, but wasn't widely reported until December 30th. To interview a prisoner, media outlets have to submit requests in writing to TDJC at least 3 days in advance. On January 3rd, 10 days after the hunger strike started, it was reported that the 37 remaining protesting prisoners accepted food. All of the prisoners who participated in the hunger strike are in what prison officials call administrative segregation. This is a category of prisoner that is segregated from the general population. Last year, the state did away with its classification of prisoners in solitary confinement, which was used to punish prisoners for bad behavior. But administrative segregation remains an option used in Texas prisons. In fact, almost 600 prisoners at the All Red Unit in Iowa Park, Texas, where the hunger strike occurred, are in administrative segregation. Across the state, about 4,000 prisoners are in administrative segregation, and that number is decreasing. In 2013, that number was about 7,200, according to the Houston Chronicle. A TDCJ spokesperson told San Antonio's Texas Public Radio that prisoners in administrative segregation are typically isolated from other prisoners for up to 22 hours a day. Jason Clark, the prison system spokesperson, said prisoners are placed in administrative segregation because they are confirmed gang members or have repeatedly exhibited behavior that places staff or other prisoners in danger. Meanwhile, the Texas Tribune reported on Wednesday that more than 30 Texas prisons lack adequate heating to protect prisoners from this week's sub-freezing temperatures. The Tribune story focuses on reports from prisoner family members that were compiled by the Texas Inmate Families Association. Prison system spokespeople deny that the prisons aren't heated. Hurst told the Tribune on Wednesday that all prison units in the state were, quote, operating with adequate heating, unquote. But the freezing jail conditions were some of the most lively discussions on the prison show's Facebook page this week. On the Facebook page, fans reported that there was a lack of adequate heating at the Terrell unit, the Polunsky unit, the Ferguson unit, and the Ramsey unit. The prison show airs later this evening here on 90.1 FM KPFT from 9 to 11 p.m.